Steve and Jill here.
Howdy.
Welcome to the Land Academy Show, entertaining land investment talk. I'm Stephen Jack Butella.
And I'm Jill DeWitt, broadcasting from sunny Southern California.
Today, Jill and I talk about direct mail acquisition ideas.
Well, we all know one.
Let's hear.
What we do. Oh, land. But wait, there's other ways? There's other things?
We purchase real estate through direct mail, signing direct mail offers.
Yep.
And mostly land. Jill and I buy a lot of houses.
Yep.
This way, and immediately resell them to whole land flip, house flip renovators.
Right.
Which, and we'll be releasing a program called House Academy in a couple months, or a month or so if everything goes right.
Yep.
So today's show is about some other things that you can use this real estate data for. If you're a little bit creative, and quite frankly, I learn a lot about this from our other members. They're like, hey, did you know that we've been buying and selling land and houses for quite some time, and we just bought an office building because doing this?
Right.
That kind of stuff. That's what this show's about.
Exactly.
Before we get into it, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landinvestors.com online community. It's free.
Riley asks, hello there. My name is Riley, and I'm based out of Davis County, Utah. I'm 18 years old, and I'm about to graduate high school. Well, this is cool. However, I didn't attend a regular school. I attended an early college. Okay, therefore you're smart. I got that. Therefore, I will be graduating high school with my associate's degree in science from Weber State. Good job. The last few years, people have always asked me what I want to do, and I always tell them I want to go into the sports science. The full truth is, I have always wanted to be an investor. This is what I want to do for the rest of my life. Something where I can work for myself on a daily basis. I do not want my salary to be set by a boss. I want to be my own boss and make a good living, and that gives me plenty of time for a future family. The biggest concern is how can someone like me, 18-year-old minimal budget, get into rural real estate investing? What are some methods I can use to find smaller and cheaper properties that fit my budget to start off? Would it be worth my time to find someone that would invest in me and supply monetary value to kickstart my investing? I'm open to all advice, as I have no experience and I have many years ahead of me to learn and take risks. Cool, Riley.
I want to talk to you like a father for a second.
Uh-oh.
No, it's very good.
I'm just kidding.
You're already way ahead.
It's awesome.
Way, way, way ahead.
Yeah.
Not only are you graduating from high school on time, you're graduating with an associate's degree. Which is great. And I'll tell you, what I've always wanted to be, I had a secret too, just like you. I always wanted to be a private investor, and not necessarily in real estate, but I always wanted to use my money, or people who believed in me, their money, and place it into companies, not the stock market, not mutual funds, not the crap on Wall Street. We all know what that is. Anybody can do that. But into things that, you know, private equity, a private equity, private investor.
Right.
And so, the best vehicle that I found at that age, same year, same age, is real estate. So that's number one. You're way right on the track, on the right track. Number two, don't do this right out of high school / associate's degree school. As crazy as this is going to sound, you need to suffer a little bit first. You need to drive in rush hour traffic.
Suffer?
Yeah.
Suffer. All right.
You need to drive in rush hour traffic. You need to work for an idiot boss like all of us. You need to come to a point where you say something like this. And I'm not, this is what happened to me, but some version of this will work for you.
All right.
I would rather flip burgers for the rest of my life than do this even one more week.
Like work for that guy
or
work in that industry or whatever it is.
Or whatever's pushing
drive,
you to the edge.
Commute on the freeway.
Right, it might be a woman.
Oh,
that,
gosh.
That can happen that way, too.
I'd rather flip burgers and be alone. Oh, no.
Yeah. In a one-bedroom apartment with
that's right.
light bulb hanging
with three people.
So
then spend another day with that person.
All kidding aside, you need to get some real world experience.
Oh.
And hopefully it's in the industry that you
do you think everybody
in.
Has to do that for real?
Yeah.
Really? You don't think there's some people that
no.
can just like think about Doogie Howser. He didn't have to do that.
Doogie Howser, the real person, is probably an atrocious mess.
Well, I'm not saying the real person. I'm just saying the character. Maybe there's a version of a Doogie Howser out there.
Well, Doogie Howser was working for somebody else.
Straight into the medical, but he wanted to be a surgeon or doctor, however it was. He went right into that.
I mean, he put two years in residency.
Well, yeah, but he didn't do something else. He wasn't flipping burgers for a while and then decided I'm going to be a doctor. It's better. I'm just curious. Do you really? But
I just said, what I said was, you need to try to find, put your 2 years in. I don't mean digging ditches. I mean, put your 2 years in at a professional place somewhere where you're trying to be a private investor. There's tons of internships. Internship will be fine. There's all kinds of relatively low-paying jobs that, I don't care if you work in the mailroom for an investment company.
Okay.
Or, you know, don't be a licensed real estate agent. That's a waste of time.
That's true.
But there's a lot of commercial real estate companies that would love to have some young talent like you. I'm sure of it. So, yeah. But go work for somebody else for a couple of years just to see what it's all about and what it's like and
all
to
right.
learn. I've made this mistake.
Fair enough.
I've made this mistake by holding myself up into, you know, a dark room and creating my own stuff. And I've been very good at it. But if I did that right from the beginning, I would have missed out on all this incredible experience working with other people. Some people are way smarter. Some people aren't. Some people are right at the same level. And those people end up being your partners or your enemies or whatever. And it's a very healthy thing. You're coming out of school, so you know this. You know who's at your level, who's higher and who's lower. So that's an all very a healthy extension.
That's
and here's
true.
My final fatherly advice. The reason that people get really sidetracked, males specifically, at this age, between about 18 and 25, are because they try to start a family too soon or try to get into a serious relationship too soon. And they don't work on their career for the next 5 years. They work on a relationship or the biggest one I've seen is buy a house.
Right.
Do not buy a house, regardless of how good the deal is, because pretty soon you're going to be replacing the time that you should be spending on your career. On re-landscaping it or whatever version of home project, which never ever pays off in the long run.
Okay.
Like 99% of it. So I hate to see it. You're doing everything right. I just don't want you to make bad decisions.
I have two things to say. Yeah. Number one, I do agree because we just talked about it today over coffee this morning, how I spent many more years in the corporate world than you did. Mm-hmm. And I think that's a good yin and yang for both of us because that makes me a different kind of a boss. And I bring some other experience to the table that you were removed from earlier. So that's good. You know, like we talked about ramp up times. That's what we were talking about when you have a new employee. I'm like, Steven, I was out there a lot longer. It does take a normal employee a healthy amount of ramp up time. And your latest experiences have been like with me, most, you know, was the most closest person that you worked with that you brought in, obviously. And my ramp up time is like this compared to other people's.
That's the difference between a partner and an employee.
It's true.
Where a partner, what Jill's saying is a partner will come in and say, oh, yeah, this is, in fact, that's great, but this is how we do it over here. And we've had a tremendous amount of success. So what do you say tomorrow we implement it and then it's done?
Right.
An employee kind of looks at you a little bit and says, I'll give it a try. And a month later, they're kind of doing it, sort of, still working it out. And 6 months later, they can do it and maybe teach it.
Right.
So that's why we're partners.
Exactly.
And why I don't work for you or vice versa.
For when, Riley, you are ready, I would like to just quickly, briefly touch on your questions. Number one, you have a small budget, so start small. You can start small if you need to. Not a huge fan of that. I'd rather you save up some money and do this right than start buying little piddly couple hundred dollar properties. Save up some money and buy some good properties and then double your money then. So save your money while you're working this job. And then the second thing is you could also look to others to fund your deals. That's a great way to get rolling fast. Like that's one of the reasons why we now do Land Academy and Land Investors deal funding that I oversee, because then you can bring deep good deals to me that you're like, I could never afford to put down $20,000 on it. We all know it's worth 80, you know, but I don't have the $20,000. Well, I do. And that's what we're here.
Very, very, very few people know what they want.
Right.
So you're in the 90th percentile.
That's
right
true.
Out of the box that you know what you want. And
yep.
I was in the set when I was 18, I knew exactly what I wanted. I just didn't know how it was going to manifest itself. So sports medicine and healthcare in general, I don't care if you're at the tip top from a surgeon standpoint or at the bottom like a CNA, certified nursing assistant, you're going to work for somebody else and you're going to get a paycheck. So for entrepreneurs like us who are in this group, that gets old really, really fast.
It's true.
I would rather make one-tenth of the money at working for myself and then working for somebody else.
I understand.
Today's topic, direct mail acquisition ideas. This is the meat of the show. I know you're writing some stuff down, Jill. You know, we use direct mail to acquire land and houses and commercial real estate.
Right.
There are people in our group that constantly, now that our group's getting bigger and bigger all the time, are coming back saying, you know, we just bought an office building.
Right.
We sent a mailer out. We sent 300 mailers out and bought a strip center.
Exactly.
Or whatever. You know, Land Academy itself, the roots of it are rooted in my commercial real estate experience in the 90s. So what I set out to do with Land Academy with Jill is to release these secrets of like commercial institutional real estate companies about how people that are not regular old people like us purchase real estate.
Right.
And this is how they do it. They get very creative about contacting people who own property.
Right.
To buy it.
Types
of property.
And it's silly how creative they get. I watch it all the time in other online areas where they're like, skip tracing and knocking on doors. And then it's almost like, I'm like, how can that possibly work, by the way? I still don't understand. If you come knock on my door and I don't want to sell it, what, you're going to have a 5-minute conversation and try to talk me into it? Ask me how old the kids are and when they're leaving for college and say you'll be back then? You know, what is the whole point of driving for
dollars? I've never believed
I think
in
it's
any
the silliest
type of cold
thing.
Calling sales.
It's dumb. I
never.
Know. And there's still big issues about emailing. You can't just blindly do that too. I mean, come on, guys.
Nobody takes it seriously anyway.
I agree.
Look in your junk box.
Well, you know, that's true also. There's something to be said for a professional reaching out to someone professionally with a nice letter, not a flyer, not a pizza coupon looking kind of thing. It's not yellow and pretending to be handwritten. Those I think are ridiculous too. There's not a dollar tucked in it. There's not lipstick on the back. You know, whatever. I just kidding. I mean, who knows what people are dreaming up nowadays? I've heard all kinds of crazy things. All of that turns me off immediately. Yeah. It does not get my attention at all. And I wonder, you know, I was having this conversation with somebody one time, like, you know, it was a online forum, not ours. And I was saying, well, would that do it for you? And I'm sure they're like, no, I guess you're right. That would, you know, kind of bug me too. I'm like, yeah, think about what you would like to get in the mail, everyone. What sings to you? Think, okay. You're a professional. Sorry.
No, that's okay.
I'll chill
think
out.
About what you, no, no. Everything's great. I just want to parlay that into this.
Oh, sorry.
Think
we
about
have a topic?
What you would like to get in the mail.
Yeah.
If you're an apartment building owner.
Right. Perfect.
And you get a letter or even a postcard that says, we want to buy your apartment building. Give me a call. You know what you're going to do? Throw it away.
Usually they don't even say that. We want to buy your property. They didn't even say it's an apartment building.
If you get a letter that's all, it's closed.
Right.
You know how you get when you get a new debit card? That's what we modeled it after. So there's nothing at all on the front of the envelope except our return address and the recipient. So you have to open it just to see what it is. And if the letter says something like this, we love apartment buildings just like you, and we know that you own three. The one on Main Street, that's six units, all two bedrooms, that was built in 1934, that has six, actually it's fully occupied as of October. That fits our acquisition criteria perfectly. And by the way, we love brick buildings. Right. So, but we noticed that the windows, they're original windows, and you know, in our experience, well, by the way, we bought a property 2 years ago and did this, and made it work. So this building clearly fits our criteria, and we have a lot in common. Give me a call so we can actually discuss the price, but we valued it at this.
Perfect.
So, but if that price works, or it doesn't, or it's in the, let's say just it's in the ballpark, at the worst, we'll have a meaningful conversation, get to know each other as people in the same industry. That guy's going to drop what he's doing and call you just to have a talk. So that's how you do use direct mail.
Right.
The problem, direct mail gets dogged a lot because people have tried it the wrong way for a lot of years and they stop using it.
You know what I feel like? That's part of half of my career here. I don't know what to call it. Half of what we do is undoing people's misconceptions, you know, and I still talk to people nowadays that say, what do you mean I can sell my own house? You know, people still don't know that. And I'm like, yeah, you actually can really drive to Home Depot, get that for sale by owner, put it on a stick and put it in your front yard, sell your house. They're like, really? Yep, you sure can. You can do that if you want to.
We had somebody say it to us recently that they didn't know you could buy a lockbox at Home Depot. They thought
that's
only
true.
Real estate agents
had access to the lockboxes. And
there's a lot of misconceptions about what's out
totally.
There.
Totally. So I think part of what's interesting about with direct mail, half of it is I'm having to tell people, you know, there's a better way, if that makes sense. So,
well, you nailed it. Think about what you would like to get in the mail and what
yep.
you would respond to, and
exactly.
that's your answer.
And I would love it for all kinds of things. So think about this. And I know someday we've talked about this, and I'm sure we have members that are already doing it because we've alluded to us teaching it. But think about, you know, getting mail. You have a car you don't want, a classic car in your garage under a tarp that you're sick of, and you get a mail offer for someone who wants your classic car. I mean, it could be all kinds of things. Boats, that's your area. We talked about, even right before the show, you brought up cabins.
The mortgage industry is grossly misusing direct mail.
It's true.
Because they don't know how to do a mail merge. You know,
it's true.
Mortgages, when you look at a piece of a line of data in thousands and thousands of lines, and they all represent a single piece of real estate, you can see whose mortgage is where.
Right.
How much equity they have in the house, whether they're upside down or right side up, whether there's no mortgage.
Who the mortgage company is.
Yeah.
All of that.
So you can send them a very meaningful letter saying, hey, you're about, you own 80% of the equity in this house. I don't know if you knew that or not, which means $342,621. If you want to refinance, we can get you a better interest rate,
right,
or some version of that, or let's just at least have a meaningful conversation.
That's
no pressure.
True.
So, I mean, did you get a high response on that?
I agree. Totally agree.
I mean, we're actually out of time. I have lists and lists of direct mail ideas.
I know.
Direct mail acquisition ideas, you know.
I know. We'll get to them. You know what? We're going to have another show probably tomorrow.
Yeah. Yes, we are, actually.
Good.
Well, you've done it again. You spent another 20 minutes or so listening to the Land Academy show. Join us next time, where Jill and I talk about how to buy your next primary residence with direct mail.
Okay. And we answer your questions posted on our online community, landinvestors.com. It's free.
You are not alone in your real estate ambition. That's fun talking about data and mail.
I know. That's your favorite thing.
I do. What do you like to talk about?
You know what? I like to talk about feelings.
Yeah, inspiration and feelings.
No, well, I do. That's true. But you know what? It ties into that. I like to talk about people who learn from us and where they are now. And I'm glad that we're going to actually, I'll leak it right now. We're going to start doing some shows like that. Mm-hmm. We're going to start bringing in some members and really talking about their stories.
I like that too.
And what they've been doing
I'd
and how
they
got
stories.
Here. And it's every time we do that, we're like, we always learn something. It's kind of funny. Like, you said one thing on this show and that stuck with me and here I am today. And now we're doing this. I'm like, wow, from that one little thing. So it's coming. It's going to be great. Wherever you are listening or wherever you are watching, please rate us there.
We are Steve and Jill. Information
and inspiration
to buy undervalued property.